Hello, and welcome back to the Geeky Teacher Podcast. I am your host, Christina Alanise, and this is part two of our student leaders interviewing our Landau VIPs. Hope you enjoy.
Hi, this is
Jaylene,
Bethany,
and Mia.
And today we are interviewing Miss Mecca.
Thank you for allowing us to interview you.
We think you are a very important person here at Landau, and so we wanted to ask you a few questions.
What do you think is the best way to prevent bullying or to encourage students to be kinder to each other?
Well, I just want kids to treat each other the way that you would want to be treated. You know, so when you go out on the playground, you want to be as nice as you can because you want kids to play with you. And I think what kids miss today, and what I see a lot of kids and when I talk to them, is sometimes they're mean, and a lot of times, I was a kid once too, and you know, sometimes you say things or whatever, and they're your friends, and you think that you're just funning with them, and you think that your friend thinks that. And so what I really want kids to be able to do is kind of read their friend's face, because you can see if you say something and you maybe went a little bit too far. And what we're also missing is like that apology, like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it that way, you know, or we're still good. So that's what I want, is just kids treat each other the way they want to be treated and kind of read your audience, see what kids are doing as a result of what you're doing.
If you could travel anywhere in the world, where would you go and why?
I would travel across Europe and go to a lot. I've been to Europe. I've been to a couple different countries in Europe, and I really would like to keep traveling through Europe. Like to take my family with me, you know, and so they can experience some of those things too. And the reason that I would want to go to Europe is I love history. There's things over in Europe that we just don't have here. You know, things over there are so old. Our country is a lot newer. So there's just so much history there, museums and everything, so I'd really want to go across Europe.
Fancy.
Very fancy.
Okay.
What is your favorite block from the Pyramid of Success and why?
Okay, I have two favorite blocks. One is hard work, and the other one is confidence. So hard work is super important because you need to work as hard as you can to get where you want to be, right? Whatever your job is that you want to be, what you want to have, or if you play sports, you know, there's always like a goal that you have, right? So that hard work is everything that you do to put in to get to your goal. And confidence is huge in that too. So hard work with confidence, because if you don't believe that you can do it, then you're never going to get there. So you need to have those two things in order to really get what meet your goals.
Mm-hmm. What was your favorite subject in school?
My favorite subject in school, so if you can remember from when I said where I want to go, my favorite subject in school was history. So when I went to college, I minored in history. So that's why I'm just so love going places. So when you see the pictures on my wall in my office, there's a lot of history on my wall and the places that I like to go and see. So,
you should read the Who Was series.
Oh, I have. I've read. Cole has a whole bunch of those, so I do read a lot. I've read a lot of them with him. They're pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay, on to the next question.
Mm-hmm.
Did you play sports or join clubs in school? If so, what were they?
Yes. So when I was in high school, I didn't play. I wasn't in clubs. I was involved in sports. So when I was in high school, I played volleyball, I played basketball, and I played softball. And then when I went to college, I played basketball and I played softball, both in college. And I just think, you know, playing sports or being involved in clubs just kind of keeps your brain on the right track, helps you make better choices, because you are part of a team and you need to, you know, do things to make them proud, make your coach proud, make yourself proud, so you can keep playing and reach those goals that you have. So anytime you can play sports or be part of a club in school really kind of helps your focus, because it's real easy to do bad things or do other things.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you again for allowing us to interview you today.
It was great getting to know a little more about one of our VIPs here at Landau.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Priscilla and
Elena.
And today we are interviewing Miss Cecilia. Thank you for allowing us to interview you. We think you are a very important person here at Landau, and so we wanted to ask you a few questions.
What was your favorite subject in school?
My favorite subject was math. I like a lot math.
Did you like learning it in your class?
Yes. I was very smart in that.
Did you play sports or join clubs in school? If so, what were they?
Yes, I did. I played basketball. I love basketball.
What did you find interesting in basketball?
Oh, it's because I was a person, very active, is why.
What is your favorite book from the Pyramid of Success and why?
A motivation, because it helps you to be positive, focused, and have personal satisfaction and peace.
And do you recommend students doing that or saying that?
Yes, a lot.
What do you think is the best way to prevent bullying or to encourage students to be kinder to each other?
Lose the fear of speaking up. Teacher and staff can give students the confidence they need to better and always do their best personal.
Do you think a lot of students have trust for teachers?
Yeah, I think so.
If you could travel anywhere in the world, where would you go and why?
I love to travel to Egypt and see the pyramids.
And what do you like to do there?
I want to know everything there. I love pyramids.
Hi, this is MK.
Hi, this is Ollie.
Hi, this is Alec.
And today we are interviewing Mrs. Patton. Thank you for allowing us to interview you. We think that you are a very important person here at Landau, and so we wanted to ask you a few questions.
What was your favorite subject in school?
My favorite subject in school was social studies. The reason I like social studies is there's lots of information about geography. I especially like United States history because I live in the United States and I'm very interested in how this country was founded and all the great things that we've accomplished as a country, and I like learning about it.
Did you play sports or join clubs in school? If so, what were they?
Yes, I played tennis when I was in high school, and when I was in elementary school, at recess I would play flag football, and then I also played volleyball. And when I was in middle school and high school, I played on a girls' softball team called the Thunderbolts. And clubs that I've joined in school, no, I didn't really join any clubs.
Well, what is your favorite block from the Pyramid of Success and why?
My favorite block on the Pyramid of Success is loyalty. I feel that loyalty is really, really important because you need to be able to trust others and others should be able to trust you.
What do you think is the best way to prevent bullying or to encourage students to be kinder to each other?
I like to use the THINK poster. The T means when you're out there trying to play and socialize, you have to ask yourself, is it true? And the H is it helpful? The I is it important? The N is it necessary?
And the K is it kind? And I think that this is a really good rule to live by, because if you were always asking yourself those questions, you would not be a bully, perhaps. And those that are being bullied might not be a victim of being bullied if they thought the same way.
If you could travel anywhere in the world, where would you go and why?
That's a hard one because I love to travel, but I love Europe, and I think that I would love to go to Italy. I love Italian food, and I love art, and there's a lot of art in Italy, and I like history, and they have a lot of history in Italy, and it just seems to be a beautiful country, so that's where I'd like to go.
Thank you again for allowing us to interview today. It was great having to know a little more about one of our VIPs here at Landau. Have a great day.
Hi, this is Mariana.
This is Sophie.
This is Aiden.
This is Stephanie.
And this is Mrs. Jackson.
And today we are interviewing Mrs. Jackson. Thank you for allowing us to interview you. We think you are a very important person here at Landau, and so we wanted to ask you a few questions.
Thank you. I feel very important to be asked questions today.
What do you like best about our school?
The thing that I like best about Landau Elementary is the enthusiasm that the teachers have, including the principal and the assistant principal, and how we're all willing to work together, and also the work that make our students achieve.
Who inspires you or encourage you to do your best?
I would say that the person who inspires me, encourages me, is everyone that I see doing something that is inspirational. So, for instance, this podcast, this is inspirational. I've never seen another teacher do this at Landau, so it's very exciting to be part of it and also be on the other side of it and see what's going on. I look a lot online, and I see what other teachers are doing and seeing how they're pushing themselves to learn more, even though at this point in my life, I don't need to learn anymore because it's not going to move me up in the pay scale or anything like that, but it moves me up mentally, and I like to have that growth mindset to push myself and to learn things. And also I like to see my students' joy when I bring something new in and they're like, huh, this is new, wonder what we have to do here.
What is your favorite blog from the Pyramid of Success and why?
I would say my favorite block is the top one for your personal best. I like that one because some days I may not be feeling 100%, but yet I still want to do each of the blocks. And as Sue Enquist said in our Zoom presentation, that always try to do a little bit better or 10% better, even if you're not feeling 100%. So that way I know I'm doing my personal best for that day.
Okay, so when you decided to teach fourth grade, how did you feel for teaching like kids more a bit mature?
I did student teaching in kindergarten and fourth grade, and kindergarten I knew was not for me. I didn't want to go to the basic building blocks of explaining to how to line up, how to raise your hand, how to follow directions. I like that fourth grade has interaction and that you guys can do podcasts and that you can interact with me and have a better a relationship at a higher level.
Thank you again for allowing us to interview today. It was great to know a little more about one of our VIPs here at Landau. Have a great day.
Thank you for interviewing me. I feel so special.
Thank you, Ms. Jackson. Bye.